In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes, things are really bad in the world. Things are really bad, and people are afraid. But you know what? Jesus says, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Do not be afraid. I am for you. Do not be afraid. Everything's going to turn out all right. I just know that people are afraid. They don't even look out the window. They're afraid they're going to get the virus. But you know what? You do all the things you're supposed to do, and you won't get the virus. I know we've been locked in since March, and it's difficult to be locked in. I don't like it. As a matter of fact, I hate it. I hate being locked in. But you know what? It's going to pass. Whatever is going on is going to pass. How do I know? Because all things pass away. The only thing that we have is for sure is the Lord. So, if you're afraid today, hear the word of the Lord. Be at peace. Be at peace. Also, what I've been thinking is something bad happened last week or 2 weeks ago. And now, after another week, something worse happens. It's just terrible. It's terrible. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, yes. How we need to hear that word from God through his word. Let not your heart be troubled. It's time to trust the Lord. And if you've just given yourself to Jesus, or if you've given him 75 years ago, we all need to trust the Lord and hope in the Lord. And our foundation is the Lord. Our everything is the Lord. I tell you, it's time to really surrender to God, surrender to Jesus. He says, don't be afraid. I am with you always, even under the consummation of the earth. Let's continue reading. Remember, Elijah said to Ahab, it ain't going to rain no more, no more. It ain't going to rain no more until I say so. But now we're going to look at Elijah speaking to Ahab again. Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of rushing rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. There he bowed himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea, that's the Mediterranean Sea. He went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Then he said, go again seven times. At the seventh time he said, look, a little cloud, no bigger than a man's hand, is rising out of the sea. Then he said, go say to Ahab, harness your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. In a little while the heavens grew black, with clouds and wind there was a great heavy rain. Ahab rode off and went to Jezreel, but the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran in front of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. This is the power that God gave the prophet. The prophet says it's going to be a drought until I say so. And now the drought is broken because he says so. He sees the rushing wind. He hears the thunder. He knows that the water is going to come down from the sky. Oh, yes. Do you know that water in the Holy Land is called the grace of God? Because it's a Mediterranean climate and not so much rain. There's much desert in the Holy Land. The grace of God is water. I tell you, we don't know how fortunate we are that we can buy bottled water and drink to our heart's content. We can drink to our heart's content. But water in the third world countries is at a premium. It's at a premium. People walk 2 miles or more to the well to get water, to drink, to cook, and to wash. We have no idea about the power of God, that He has given us everything, and we do not have to be afraid anymore. He has given us everything. We are God's spoiled children. Hallelujah. I want more, though, Lord. I want more. I want more so that I can give out more. I want more so that I can give out more to God's people. That's the way it is. And there's always more that the Lord wants to give. Chapter 19. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." In other words, she is telling Elijah that he's going to die at her hands. How does Elijah work? Now, this is the prophet. This is the one that said it ain't going to rain. And then he said it's going to rain, and it rains. This is the one who destroyed the prophets of Baal with calling down fire from heaven. This is a man of God. How does he respond to Jezebel? Then he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a solitary broom tree. This is the one that saw miracles. This is the one that had miracles work through his hands. This is God's man, and he's scared of Jezebel. I'm going to tell you why. Oh, yes, he defeated the prophets of Baal. God did it, but he did it through Elijah. Elijah is spiritually tired. He's spiritually tired and depressed. He asked that he might die as he sat under the broom tree. "It is enough now, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." This is Elijah, the man of God, scared of a woman. He was spiritually spent. And God didn't say, "Go do another miracle." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. This is interesting. The angel said, "Get up and eat." The answer was not another miracle, but an angel food cake. Oh yes, this came from heaven. He ate and drank and lay down again. He's depressed. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat. Get up and eat. Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb, the Mount of God. At that place he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "What are you doing here?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence, a whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood by the entrance of the cave. I tell you, God comes in the silence. Oh yes, yesterday was the feast of Corpus Christi. We were sitting by the tabernacle, and the presence of God was so powerful. The presence of God was soaking our lives. The presence of God and the feast of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The presence of God. There's nothing like the presence of God. There's nothing. I can give you $1 million. Or do you want the presence of God always? Oh, I want the presence of God always. I need His presence. I want His presence. I desire His presence. And even when I don't feel the presence of God, I must continue to preach and teach in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then the Lord said to him, "Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also you shall anoint Jehu son of Nimshi as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha son of Shaphat of Abel-Meloha as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes from the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel on their knees that have not bowed to Baal. And every month and every mouth that has not kissed him, I will leave 7,000 people who belong to the God of Israel." So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was plowing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you." Then Elijah said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to you?" He returned from following him. He took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he said, and followed Elijah and became his servant. I tell you, Elisha's going to get the anointing from Elijah. Oh, yes. It's not about being elected by men and women. It's about the anointing. And wherever that anointing is, that anointing breaks the yoke. That anointing breaks the yoke. How we need anointed men and women. How we need men and women that will stand up and preach the word of God in season and out of season. How we need anointed men and women. People say, you've been on radio since 1984. Yeah. Why? Because of an anointing. Because of an anointing. I was just with a group of people, and I said, it wasn't me. This is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. How do I know that? Because God continues to give us what we need so that we can proclaim the word of God. The anointing of God. I need that anointing to stay on me, whether I feel it or do not feel it. It is time for me to say, Lord, I cannot live without that anointing to preach your word, because it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Let's look at chapter 21 of 1 Kings. Later, the following events took place. Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard in Jezreel, beside the palace of King Ahab of Samaria. And Ahab said to Naboth, give me your vineyard so that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near my house. I will give you a better vineyard for it. Or if it seems good, to you, I will give you the value in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, remember Ahab's the king, the Lord forbid that I should give you my ancestral inheritance. In other words, I inherited this from my father, and God forbid that I should give you my inheritance, because this is mine. My father gave it to me. I don't need the money. I don't need another vineyard, even a better one. This is my father's gift to me after my father died. Ahab went home, resentful and sullen because of what Naboth the Jezreelite had said to him. For he said, I will not give you my ancestral inheritance. He lay down on his bed, turned away his face, and would not eat. This is a king acting like a four-year-old. Yes, he lay down on his bed, turned away his face, and would not eat. This is a king acting like a four-year-old. Oh, yes. It's sad. His wife Jezebel came to him and said, why are you so depressed that you will not eat? He said to her, because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else, if you prefer, I will give you another vineyard for it. But he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. His wife Jezebel said to him, do you now govern Israel? Get up, eat some food, and be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal. She sent the letters to the elders and the nobles who lived in Naboth with Naboth in his city. She wrote in the letters, proclaim a fast and seat Naboth at the head of the assembly, seat two scoundrels opposite him, and have them bring a charge against him, saying, you have cursed God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death. She's ordering the death of Naboth for a garden. For a garden, I tell you. She was an evil woman. She was a worshiper of the Baals and the Asherahs. She was an evil woman, and she kills Naboth. Oh, yes. Let's continue. Then take him out and stone him to death. The men of his city, the elders and nobles who lived in his city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it was written in letters that she had sent to them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth at the head of the assembly. The two scoundrels came in, sat opposite him, and the scoundrels brought a charge against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth cursed God and the king. It's a lie. It's a lie. They're just saying that so they can get his vineyard. It's a lie. Have you ever had lies spoken against you? I have. I've had lies spoken against me, but you know what? God always wins. I leave it in the hands of God. I cannot make it better. I cannot make it worse, but I leave it in the hands of God. What about you? Have you had lies spread about you? Oh, yes. I remember when I was a young boy, the Monsignor said that I hear that little fat boy broke my window. He was referring to me. I never broke his window. It was a lie. It wasn't real. He heard it through the grapevine. Well, be careful what you hear through the grapevine, because it's not always true. It's not always true. That's why God multiplies. He doesn't divide. It's not always true. So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death. Why? Because they said he cursed God and the king. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth has been stoned. He is dead. Imagine, for a foolish vineyard, they kill Naboth. I tell you, it's time for us to be grateful for what we have, to be grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ, to be grateful for the life he gives us called the life of grace. It is time for us to say to Jesus, okay, Lord, I give you everything. I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my time. Oh, yes, it is time for us to give God everything, everything, everything. And you know what? Whatever we give God, he transforms. Whatever we give God, he transforms. I know that to be true. Whatever we give God, he transforms. But he's waiting for us to give him what? I say to the Lord, I give you my life. I give you my spirit, my soul, and my body. I give you my conscious, my unconscious, my subconscious. Cover me with the blood. I give you my whole life. Everything I am and all that I have belongs to you. Help me to use everything I have and everything you've given me for the kingdom of God. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Let me tell you this. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid of anything. God is your protector. God is my protector. I do not have to be afraid. I do not have to live in fear. The only thing I have to live in is the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So give us that grace of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.